Log Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. It's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio, Reaching the World for Christ, in memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. And I just thank God for touching us. We've been sick for the past couple weeks, but we're getting on the mend, so we just thank God for all the prayers. We want to welcome everyone to Reaching the World for Christ, and we want to tell everybody to tell your friends and your family about the broadcast and share the broadcast out and like the broadcast for us. It'll help get the gospel out farther, and maybe somebody will be saved and you'll be part of it. So we just want to thank all the listeners that tune in every week from all over the world. And we want to welcome you, and we want to thank God for the ones that pray for us on a weekly basis and a daily basis for this ministry. Amen. We couldn't do it without your prayers. We got to have your prayers, and we just thank God for you. And we're going to be coming tonight out of Matthew 24, verse 37. And it says, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And, you know, back when God told Noah to build the ark, people's hearts were very wicked, and they were living for themselves, not living for God. And they were, you know, just not taking heed to his warning to prepare their hearts and their souls, you know, to get right with God. And then when God shut the door to the ark, then it was too late for the people to be saved. And the only ones that were saved was Noah and his family, Noah and his wife and his three sons and their wives. And today it's just about like that. They just don't want to listen to the word and believe it, and they don't want to accept the Lord into their life. They don't want to get rid of their sin and their weight that so easily besets them. They want to just keep living for themselves and think that they're going to make it to heaven, but that ain't the way that it works. You got to have the blood applied. You got to have the Lord in your heart and life, and you got to serve him with all your heart, and that's what the Lord's wanting. And, you know, we ain't got very much longer to get our hearts prepared. The Lord's coming soon. We know that by the signs. And we just want everybody to be ready to meet the Lord. And that's what this broadcast is about, seeing souls being saved and everything. And Hebrews 12:1 says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
Amen.
You know, we have to lay down our weights and our sins, and we have to ask the Lord to come into our hearts and be our Lord and Savior, and then we have to serve him with all of our hearts. And if we ask him to forgive us, then the blood of Jesus will cleanse us from all sin. And then we will be a new creature in Christ, and we'll be ready to meet the Lord when he calls or when he comes back. And that's what all of us need, to prepare our hearts and our lives to meet the Lord. Because we don't never know when we're going to be called out. Everybody's thinking that they got so much time to get ready, but there's people just, you know, dying every day, so you don't have to be old to die. So just be ready to meet the Lord. And, you know, I thank the Lord for dealing with me when I was a sinner, lost out in sin. He dealt with me and dealt with me, and I just kept running from him. And finally, I just had to give in and ask the Lord to forgive me and to come into my life and to be my Lord and Savior. And, you know, that was the best thing that I ever did. And I just thank God that he had mercy on me and loved me so much that he went to that cross to die for my sins. I was saved at a yard sale. You can get saved anywhere you want to get saved. I was at a yard sale and conviction came up on me, and the preacher prayed for me or with me, and I received the Lord. And I ain't always done everything right, but I've always strived to do everything I could for the Lord, so, and to live for him the way that I should. So I just thank God for coming down and having his mercy upon me when I was a sinner.
Yes, Lord.
And I'll read Matthew 25, talking about the 10 virgins, and talking about the 5 wise and the 5 foolish. And I'll go on down through here a little ways. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." Then the virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know not neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh."
Amen.
So I'm just telling everybody tonight that they need to prepare their hearts, get their hearts right, get in while there's time to get in, because the door will be shut one day that you cannot repent. You know, the Bible says that God will not always strive with man, so...
Amen.
There's a time coming where you will not be able to repent, so you need to seek the Lord while he may be found and call upon him while he's near. So we're going to have Kim to come around and sing us some songs, and well, let me just give a few requests in right now. Dora we need to be praying for her. She's still needing a miracle, Dora and Jay. She's got cancer. Doctors say she has cancer. We say that she's healed. And we're just believing God for a miracle for her. We're believing a miracle for little Landon, 4 years old, that has tumors in his brain and tumors in his stomach. They've sent him to Vanderbilt this morning. So he needs all the prayers that he can get. And his grandparents is taking care of him. Just remember them. That was the two most, you know, very important ones that I needed to get out there to where people can go ahead and be praying for them. But we're going to have Tim come around and do some songs for us. Just praise the Lord with him. And just like I said, tell all your friends and family about the broadcast and let them tune in and be a part of this. We're just here to lift up the name of Jesus and to see people healed and set free and delivered and saved. So here's Tim. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Down here my steps grow weary, and the road gets rough and long. Sometimes I feel I'm all alone, yet I still carry on. For a brighter day is coming, and it thrills my heart to know there'll be a payday at the end of the road. There'll be a payday at the end of my road. When I stroll down the street of your in our We can still be light in our own eyes. We can move in our purposes.
Never to be remembered.
know how it feels, and how does it feel to know you're a child of the King, your Heavenly Father owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars as above? How does it feel to know you're all right? You lay your head on your pillow each night and know that it's real. Ain't it good to know how it feels? You know how it feels when your cold heart is melting and tears start flowing the moment you found it. You know how it feels. You know you've been free, and it seems that the whole world has been rearranged. Do you know how it feels whenever you're gone? Do you get a feeling you're not at home? Oh, when heaven is real, tell me, do you know how it feels? And how does it feel to know you're a child of the King, your Heavenly Father? How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you are loved? You lay your head on your spot and know that it's real. Ain't it good to know how it feels?
We're going to go ahead and turn it over to 205. Come on in and tell us who you are and where you're at.
It's Brother James Miles from Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead and obey the Lord there.
Well, Mister, I just want to thank God. You know, it's just a blessing to have the opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus into a lost and
dying world.
Because
yeah. That's
what it's all about tonight. This subject, I was praying about one, and God gave me this. And it's about that.
Thank you,
Jesus. It said, as faith in Noah was, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. And I thought about how true that was. But people tonight, I want to pray that this is received. Because, you know, this is what strong warnings mean. We're seeing the Bible being fulfilled before our eyes, the world's being changed, celebrate criminals and the people that's victims seem like they don't have no rights no more. The criminals go do something, but they just turn them loose to do something else. The world's getting so turned upside down that I'm starting to look up. I'm looking for Jesus. But what are you looking
Amen.
For? Because praise God, you know, they gonna come a time in your life you got to make a choice for you. Then nobody, nowhere can get you saved but you. Nobody can let you be born again just because they said so. It's got to be the condition of your heart, how you feel about God. If you confess, if you really ask him to come into my life. Because if not, I could preach from now till I just fell over dead. It wouldn't do you no
Amen.
Good. That choice is
right.
for you and for you alone. But I ask you to think about it tonight. And if you will, I want to pray this to me. Hey, Heavenly Father, I thank you. I honor and praise you for everything that happens in my life. The bad things, Lord, you give me the strength and a way out to overcome them. And the good things, Lord, I give you the glory and the thanks for them. Each and every one I know comes from you. And I ask you, God, tonight, move in the hearts and the minds of all these that get to hear this and let them not just hear it, Lord, but let them feel it. Let them feel that strong convicting power that brings you to your knees when you know how
yes.
bad you need that salvation that only Jesus can bring to you. And I ask God tonight that the ones that are sick, Dora, others that are so sick, Lord, needing a miracle, Well, I call on the name of miracles. I call on Jesus. Touch them, Lord, tonight. We believe not just that you're able, but that you will move and touch them, God. And I ask for all those that are lost, undone, let this word touch their hearts in such a way that it would just eat them up inside until they break down and say, God, I need you. I need help. And you're the only place I can get it. You're the only one that holds salvation. You're the only one holds the keys to eternal life. So I yield to you and ask you to be my Savior, to be my Lord, to help me, guide me, strengthen me in where I'm weak. And God, just let me excel in the joy of the Lord. And I pray this for all those that listen. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. You know, we need to look back through my life. I look back. And sometimes I get where I want blinders on, that I don't never look back no more. I always look where I'm going, because in behind me was death and destruction of my own making. You know, I was born, I went to church as a kid, went to Sunday school and learned the Bible. Our teachers learned us to quote verses in school and prayed for us every morning, which they ain't allowed to do now, which is a shame. And the people's let this happen because God's not first in their life. He's not second in their life. He's fourth, fifth, sixth, tenth. And we need to put him back where he belongs. We need to put him at the head, because he's the head of everything. Yeah. He created everything you got, everything you see, all that you, he created you. Because he even told Jeremiah in the first chapter, said, I knew you before you was formed in your mama's womb. He knowed you then, so you come from God. But I want to know tonight, you give me a truthful answer wherever you're at. And answer this to yourself. Are you going back to God? Or are you going to serve Satan and go to him? Because there's not but two paths you can take. One is to glory. The other is eternal suffering in a lake of fire that was made for Satan and the fallen angels because they betrayed the love of God. Are you going to betray glory to God, his love tonight? Are you going to hear the word of God? Because I'm fixing to read some. And I want you to hear this. It said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And I want to know, Christians and lost together, if you're hearing me, how many of you know what he was talking about? Do you understand that Noah worked on that ark for over 100 years, some say 120, but the way the Bible talks, it's about 100 years, maybe more, that he worked on building an ark, a huge ship out on dry ground, and he was preaching and warning everybody. The end's coming. There's going to be a great flood. God's going to open heaven. It's going to rain. And they would laugh him, laugh at him, mock him, because it had never rained. They didn't know what rain was. But he said he's going to rain water down from heaven and flood the earth. There's not going to be any dry ground that you can put your foot on. And this ark that God has told me to build is the only hope you've got. And what did the people do? They loved what they was doing. They was doing like today. They was speaking their truth. And they was picking out their pronouns. And all the junk that we hear about today. I should have been born different. I'm not happy like this. God, you made me wrong. All the things they're doing today, folks, they was doing it back then. He said the evil of man was so great that it repented God that it even made man. That's how bad it was. But Noah found grace in the eyes of God. He found favor with God. And he believed God. And he started building that great ship, the Ark of Safety. And he got building, him and his sons, worked on it all the time. People would come by and gather up, mock him and all this stuff. And he just kept building. And he'd preach to them and tell them exactly what God said. Well, that's what I'm doing tonight. I'm telling you that we're just just like in the days of Noah. We're called as preachers to be watchmen over everybody and to tell them, so saith the Lord. Friends, I'm telling you, if you know anything about the Bible, you know it give us signs to look for at his coming. And all those signs are being fulfilled before our very eyes. And he talked about it wouldn't be a flood next time, but it would be a fire. Well, you look what this world's on fire right now, but it's not flames. We got a fire of hatred. People hate you. Just, your skin color's different than mine. I hate you for it. You don't go to my denomination church, and I can't stand y'all because y'all believe crazy. Everybody's got an audience with somebody. Everything's just on fire. Nobody can't get along. This country's divided. Half believe one way, half believe another way. And I'm telling you, this is my way right here. It's in this book. It's in the Word of God, because the word of man has failed us over and over. We've had presidents come, presidents go, promise all kind of things, and when they get in office, they don't do them. You might say they lie. Others say, well, Congress wouldn't let them do it. We elected them too. All the promises they've made, they hadn't done. But I guarantee you, there's not a promise in this book that won't come to pass. God said he would bless us and bless him and praise his holy name. You get to praising God and your life changes. When you give in to God, stuff starts going on, praise God, where you can be like Noah. You can find favor in the eyes of God, but glory to God, he expects something out of you. He expects you to come with your whole heart seeking him, asking his forgiveness, asking for the salvation that Jesus Christ bled and died to purchase for us. And yet, nobody seems to think they have need of it. Well, this is what this is about. It goes on, it says, for as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and knew not, they still didn't know the truth, until the flood came. People, have you got to wait till the world's on fire, a real fire, before you, oh, Lord, save me. Oh, Lord, forgive me. I'm a sinner, Lord. I need you now. I know how much I need you. Oh, God, please help them to know right now. Help them to know the need that we have for Jesus Christ right now. In our daily lives, they're changing all the rules and all the laws and doing away with words that might offend somebody, that might do this or might do that. You got to use this word. You got to change this and change that. And I said, no, I'm not changing. I'm serving God. I'm doing it right. And I'll tell you this, my serving God ain't hurt nobody. I don't come against them. I preach what the word says. If the word comes against them, that's not me doing it. That's God. And that's the way I look at it. It's the way I believe it. And if you got something against what the word of God said, get on your knees and talk to God and ask him what he thinks about it. Let him convict your heart and fill you up with the knowledge of the truth. Because Jesus said, glory to God, in John 14:6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. You got to go by Jesus. And friend, just like Noah was preaching, it's going to come a great flood. Everything is going to die. Everything that lives on land is going to die. We're all going to pass away if you don't come into this ark of safety. I'm preaching about the same ark tonight. It ain't a big ship made of gopher wood like the ark was, but it's the arms of Jesus Christ. And just like he died, wide open, his arms stretched out on that cross, they're still open right now. And all he's waiting for is you to one time say, Lord, please forgive me. I've been a sinner, Lord. I've done things sometimes I was ashamed when I look back on. I've said words never should have come out of my mouth because they shouldn't have been in my heart. God, forgive me. Please forgive my sins and take them from me, God, right now. I don't want to wait until tomorrow. I might not wake up in the morning. God, I want to know, just like that song said, do you know how it feels to know that everything's all right? when you lay your head on the pillow at night. Do you know whether you wake up or whether you don't? Where are you going to spend eternity? Because praise God, I'm giving you warning right now. Praise God, you don't know when maybe you go to the doctor the next time and he checks you out and says, oh my gosh, you're eat up with cancer. Or oh my gosh, you've got this incurable disease. And you're going to die. You got maybe a month, maybe 3 months, maybe six. And that's all you got left. And you know what? You're going to look back at all those wasted times when Jesus was knocking at that heart's door and you refused to open it. I'm crying out a warning, praise God, because somebody cried out to me one time, a little Church of God preacher right up here on this hill, and he got down and worked with me, talked with me, and prayed with me, and showed me what the Bible said about my life, about me, about how lost I was. And praise God, it took. People, God put a hook in my jaw and pulled me to him. That word of God convicted my heart so strong, I couldn't go no longer in that shape. And if you can do it, if you can just throw away the calling of God, then friend, you're throwing away eternity. You're throwing away the greatest thing there is in this world to get, and that's Jesus Christ living inside you. But you got to change
that.
That's why we're preaching tonight. That's what this whole program, reaching the world for Christ. We're trying to reach out in the name of Jesus through the Word of God, not through my words. I don't really matter. But Jesus is all in all. He's 100% God. He's 100% a fountain of forgiveness. And if you'll cry out on him, I guarantee he'll not turn you away. If you do it from your whole heart. The Bible says the day you seek him with your whole heart, that's the day you'll find him. Now, glory to God.
Amen.
Here's what it goes on said. It said, then shall two be in the field. One shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill. The one shall be taken and the other left. It said, watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. And I'm going to tell you this. It's a familiar scripture to those that know the word. But it said, the Lord cometh at an hour when you think not. When you think everything's bad, you got all this time ahead of you. And I ain't talking about the end of the world when he comes back again. I'm talking about the end of you. You don't know when it's coming. These people absolutely healthy. They work out. They're fit. They run. They do all this stuff, trying to keep that body right, everything in shape. Glory to God. The one thing you don't tend to is their soul. I'm more worried about your soul than your body. Because if you died out of this body, but you're born again into Jesus, you're going to live forever. There's a brand new body waiting on you. If you don't believe me, get you a Bible. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and start reading it the first verse. He said, we know that if this, our earthly house were dissolved, were to die, quit on us, that we got another one, eternal in the heavens, not made by man, this is made by God, waiting on you to move in. But friend, you've got to first come and be born again. Well, how can you be? That's what Nicodemus asked. How am I coming into my mother for the second time to be born? He said, you got to be born of the water and the spirit, or you cannot enter the kingdom of God. And tonight I'm preaching that. I'm preaching it just like in the days of Noah. They got preached to. They got told. They got warned. There's people all over this world that's preaching the gospel. And they're telling people that you must be born again. You need to be saved. You need Jesus, because you sure can't make it there without him. You've got to have the Lord.
Amen.
He's going to God. He's waiting on somebody tonight to look up and cry out and say, God, what he's saying, just like it was then, the ark was there. They could have got in, but nobody wanted to repent. Nobody wanted to give up what they's doing for the ark of safety in the arms of Jesus. And today I feel like there's so many is turning their back on Jesus to get to do what they want to do. And I thought about this. Since I've come to the Lord, I have had more fun. I've done more things. I've went more places than I've ever been before. While I thought I was having all that fun living in sin. Because that it fades away so fast. And you get where you don't want even to do the, without Jesus. If you get older, you get where I don't even want to do that junk no more. I don't want that mess no more. But there got to be something then that you can turn to bring the joy back in your life that you thought you had before. And I'm going to tell you, glory to God, it's in the arms of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's with Him, residing within you. It's Him. He said, I will fill you with unspeakable joy and full of glory. Well, the glory is His, but the joy is ours. Glory to God. Yeah. I've been in a lot of places. And got to tell people about Jesus. Got to preach at many churches. Praise God. And now I'm preaching over here. And we reach so many people around the world. And praise God, every one of them has a choice to make tonight. Tim sings that song. So this life, it's got so many roads laid out before you, so many ways you can live it, so many directions you can go in. Glory to God. You can do this, you can do that. Go over here, go over there. Run after this, run after that. But you won't find that joy that Jesus can give you. You can't find that peace that Jesus can give you. You can't find that safety nowhere but in the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. When it's been applied, you're made new. You're washed clean. There ain't no sin clinging to you no more. You can look up to heaven and know that He's looking back. You can speak to Him and know He's listening. Glory to God. You can say a prayer, and when you get through praying, you can say, thank you, Lord. I know you're moving on this. Can you do that tonight? Can you pray and know that God is listening? Know that God is already moving? Because He knew what He's going to ask before you ask. Can you do that tonight? Are you one of them? Well, I'm planning on it. You know, I've been aiming to get saved for quite some time now, but I'm going to. You know, going to don't ever get nothing done. It's I did it. I went to the altar, or I got down in my house, or I went out in the woods, and I wouldn't move till I felt the fire and the glory of Almighty God come upon me. And when I got up, everything was changed. Glory to God. Inside out, my tongue didn't speak the way it used to. I didn't disrespect people no more. I could love even the ones that come against me and pray for them. That wasn't in me before. I had Alabama temper. If you can see my knuckles on here, you see all of them white places on them. I used to fight. Anybody wanted to fight, pick on, I'd fight them. Only thing I fight now is the devil. He's the only enemy I got left. But he's a defeated foe. Glory to God. You remember what the Bible said? I saw Satan fall from heaven as lightning. Why? Because they threw him out. And he come down to earth. That's why it's so hard for you to let go. Because Satan is constantly trying to put barriers, something to make it where you can't see your way to God. Just like he did, glory to God, in the days of Noah, when he's preaching and telling them, and it's when it went to raining, they still laughing, but they went to their houses, huddled up, till the water got where they was waiting in it. And they all come back to the ark. Could you imagine, folks, right now, I want you to just close your eyes just for a second. I want you to think for a minute how the outside of that ark must have looked. How many people's fingernails was clawing at it, trying to get in. Think how many fingernail marks they was on the sides of the ark when he's trying to get in, and it was too late. Don't let it be that way with you tonight, because right here, I'm crying out a warning. You don't know when it's going to be too late. Sister Betty covered it. And she said, God said, my spirit will not always strive with me. He's not always going to be knocking at your heart. He's not always going to be convicting you. He's not always going to be calling you to the salvation He bought for us. Praise God. Because I'm going to tell you something. Knock on somebody's door, and they refuse to answer. You knock, get a little louder, knock harder, you know. Knock a little harder. That's what God does to us. But if they won't answer pretty soon, your knuckles get sore. And you'll just do that and walk off. They told me to be here. God made me here. Well, what do you think God does? Do you think he's always just going to be there knocking, 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 knocking? And he sent people to preach to you. He sent people to warn you. He sent people to testify to you. You've heard it on TV. You've heard it on the radio. You've seen it in the church house. You've seen it in the courthouses. Because they used to put a Bible out there. Do you swear to tell the truth? Put your hand on the Bible. People, when you put your hand on the Bible, you put it on the Word of God. And the Bible is the Word of God, what Jesus was when he came here. And when you put your hand on that Bible, if you'll go to praying, you'll feel power come out of it. You'll feel something go through you. It feels sort of like electricity. Only everywhere it goes through you, you just feel mighty. You feel like you could withstand an army by yourself. You feel like Satan could come in the room and you could just grab him and put him right back out. You could charge hell with a cup of ice water. Because that's what God does. He gives us power over anything the devil can do. We can resist him. We can say, get thee hence. Get out of here and leave me alone. He said, resist the devil. He'll flee from you. But it also said, got to submit ourselves unto God first. But they don't preach that part. They just tell you, you got fire over the devil. It said, resist him, he'll flee. There's a verse before that. Submit yourself, therefore, unto God. When you do that, you've got power over the devil, and he ain't never had no power over you except what you give him. And, boy, that's where it gets bad. People don't like my preaching. He's too rough. He's too tough. Glory to God, I only do that because I love you. I care something about your soul. I want to know that we can walk in streets of gold together. I want to know that we can be up there celebrating eternity in glory with Jesus Christ. We'll be fed. We'll be kept. Glory to God. Won't never rain on us. Won't never be no cold. Won't never get hot. It's always just right because Jesus is just right now. And he's just right for you. He's just right for your family. He's just right for your friends. He's just right for your co-workers. Oh, I can't tell them that at work. They'd fire me. I'd rather be fired from work as fired out of the kingdom of heaven. And people don't see it that way. Oh, you don't understand, brother, what I'd have to give up. I got friends that's gay. And I got friends that's this, and I got friends that's that, and they're real good friends. Praise God. If they're an enemy of God, they ain't going to be mine either. You're just too rough. People are not rough, but I'm going to tell you something. There's coming a day when the things that's against God is all going to burn up. I don't want to catch fire with them. And I stay my distance. I don't judge them. It ain't my place. I wasn't made a judge. I was made a glory to God, a watchman. When you see trouble coming, you see it coming in America. You see what's going on. You see how every place seems like they're passing laws to make it easier and easier on the crooks, the thieves, the murderers, the child rapers, everything. It's getting easier and easier for them to get by. But what about us that don't do anything wrong? What about us that tries to live by the law and obey the law? They ain't making it easier on us because they're turning them back loose on us. Say, oh, they're going to take you off. They might do it, folks. But when they do, I can go to town and speak on the corner of the street, I guess. But you know what? I love people enough to give them a warning tonight. You don't know when eternity is going to start for you. You don't know what day, what hour, what minute, what second that the Lord is going to come back and put a stop to all this foolish nonsense. We don't need to depend on the government. We need to depend on God, and he will rain blessings down on us. Glory to God. In the days of Elijah, there was a drought on the earth that lasted a span for 3.5 years, glory to God. But Elijah, he sent him to a brook, and he kept water in it for him. And the ravens brought him meat to eat, brought him food. When that dried up, he sent him to a little widow woman's house. They got there, and her son had just a little bit of meal. and a little bit of oil and a little cruise. And they were fixing to make them a cake apiece, eat it, and then lay down and die because they didn't have no more food. But Elijah went there. God sent him. When he got there, he said, make me a little cake first. She told him what she's fixing to do. And she said, well, we don't have much. I'm fixing to make us a cake. We're going to lay down and die. He said, you make me a cake first. She went and done what he said. Made him a little cake to eat. Brought it to him. He ate it. When she went back and looked, she had the same amount of meal left, the same amount of oil left. It lasted through that drought. Praise God. They never went hungry. There was water to drink for them. Because why? Because God provides. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides. People, do you not want the provision of God? Do you trust the government to always be there? Have your back. Nothing's going to change. Nothing's going in. There's always going to be money. There's always going to be food. What if there's not? Who are you going to trust then? I got somebody to trust. I got somebody that's proven, got a track record, a proven fellow that brought them out of the lands of Egypt, brought them through the wilderness 40 years. They never ran out of water. They never ran out of food. The shoes and clothes they wore didn't wear out either. 40 years. Glory to God. If he can do that for them, what do you think he can do for us if we love him back like he loves us? What do you think? Do you think he'll ever leave you or forsake you? The word of God made you a promise. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. But I'll go all the way with you. Even to the end of the world, I'll still be there with you. I'll still be protecting you. Amen. I'll glory to God. I'll house you. I'll shield you. I'll clothe you. Hallelujah. How about that? A God that can do all that and forgive your sins and clean you up and let you be born again and fill you with his sweet spirit. But you want to put that off and wait a little while. That's like somebody taking a gun, put one shell in, spin it. Pretty soon you misread because you're playing with fire. You're playing with something you don't know you got. You're counting on tomorrow when tomorrow hasn't got here yet. We don't know what it holds. What if one of these rogue nations shoots a nuke or two at us and kills 3 or 4 or 5 million of us and burns big sections of the country? Maybe it's where we grow our food. Then we run out of food. We've already run out of baby formula. Food and stuff going up and up and up till people can't hardly afford to eat. What are you going to do? Who are you going to count on? I got one that'll feed me. I got one that'll clothe me. I got one that'll give me shelter. Glory to God. I'll shelter in the arms of Jesus. Where are you going to be? And you say, boy, that's rough talk. I hope so. I hope it touches your soul. I hope it touches your heart in such a way that you fall down this night. And this is the day of salvation. Glory to God. You don't need to wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. But what about you for the night? What about you when you go to sleep? What about if he said, I've warned you. All I'm going to, now I'm calling you. The Bible says it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And we all got to stand before the judgment seat of Christ to receive what we've done in our body. I chose Jesus for me. My family, glory to God, if any of them gets in trouble, they call me. I need you to pray about this. I need you to pray about that. Oh, glory to God, pray for them. I get down and I don't get up till I feel like God has moved on the situation. Sister Betty's one that prays like that. Brother Don, her pastor's one that prays like that. There's several that prays that way. And there's some, okay, I will. I'll put it on my prayer list and I'll turn it in at church because they can't pray themselves. What about you? Have you got a direct line to heaven? Can you talk to God and know he's hearing you? Can you cry out in your worst moment when you're in so much trouble? The devil is breaking down your door and he's going trying to drag you out and do something to you. Have you got a way of calling for help? 911 ain't going to help you. The government ain't going to be there with the army. But Jesus will always stand before you. He'll be your defense. The Bible says he's my high tower. He's my strong right arm. He's my shield and buckler. Yeah. Glory to God. He's all we need when we need it. And glory to God, he never failed me. I can prove it. I'm still here. I've got scars. I've got scant place. I got one eye put out. And praise God, he gives sight to the one that they said he'd never see, but I see. I'm reading my Bible. I don't have glasses. Right here's my glasses. I don't wear contacts, and yet he lets me read the Bible. He's an amazing God. Try him sometime. Glory to God. When you tried everything else, I used to tell him, when you went, go ahead and try it. Try everything else. See if it makes you truly happy. Then turn to Jesus. And you will kick your own tail if you can reach back there. Because why did I not do this sooner? Oh, my gosh, I wished I'd done this quicker. I wished I hadn't wasted all that time. Because I could have felt like this all the time, and I was using drugs to feel this good. I was drinking alcohol to feel this good. I was doing pornography to feel this good. I was running with women. I was running with men. Oh, glory. But nothing make you feel as salvation from a God that loves you as much as he loves you right now. And what I was preaching, yes. I'm going to go into. If you got your Bibles, go to the 33rd chapter, the book of Ezekiel, because it covers this. You know how I told you that I feel like God has made the preachers that really preach the word watchmen over their flocks, watchmen over all that hear them. Praise God, he does, because what we do as preachers, God gives us scripture to cry out a warning, to tell you, hey, time may be running out, because I know in Revelation, it said that angel's coming down, put his foot on the land and sea, and he's going to declare that time will be no longer. There's coming a day when your watch is going to stop. Your clocks are going to stop. The sun ain't going to move no more. It ain't going to be no night and day. Time's over. And time's up. And when it is, you'll not cry out, Lord, forgive me. Lord, save me. Lord, hear me, please hear me. I'm so sorry, Lord. You need to do that now. Here's what Ezekiel 33 says. He was speaking to Ezekiel, said, again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. So tonight, when I quit preaching here, I'm going to pray probably a long time tonight that God moves on some to hear this, that he actually came upon you and broke your spirit down to where you let go of everything in hope of getting hold of him. That you find that salvation. I'm telling you a warning, though. If you don't, there's no sign tomorrow is yours like I see. There's no sign you'll make it through this night. And if you do, what will tomorrow bring without God? Maybe trouble, trial, tribulation, sickness, disease. Anything can come your way. But wouldn't it be good to know you got one to help you? That's what he said, though. If he blows, I sound this warning. And I tell you that the Lord is surely coming. He's coming again because this world is getting so wicked. It's just as bad as Sodom and Gomorrah was before he rained fire out of heaven and destroyed them. And he said this world is due for fire next time. Not a flood, but a fire. And it said he heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning. His blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. If y'all listen, when the preacher's trying to draw you to Jesus, he's not doing it because he's going to gain something, but Jesus gains something. Jesus gets the glory. Jesus gets the praise. He gets honor.
Amen.
He's got somebody now that can go out and shine the light of Christ to somebody else. Glory. Because when you get saved, sealed, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, praise God, it ain't to sit down. It's to get up and be counted a glory to God as a workman for God. Somebody that'll tell somebody else. Somebody that'll warn another one. Let me tell you, I was doomed for hell. But that little old preacher up there didn't give up on me. He heard mama's prayers, daddy's prayers. I was a rough one. But God touched me. And he touched me in such a way I couldn't turn him away that time. I yielded in. And he's brought forth fruit. And glory to God, it's not for me. It's for him. The people that I baptized, the people that when I was preaching, it came up and got saved. Glory to God. Do you know that's the pay I get? That's all I want. I don't preach for money. Glory to God. Because why? Because it's not for sale. It's free. He said, free you've been given. Freely give. Glory to God. I'm giving you a free warning tonight. Without Jesus, you'll surely perish. And it's not like what we think of death, you know. We take that last breath, we might be in pain from something. But when you take that last breath, you think, well, the pain is stopped. The anguish is stopped. I don't have to fear no more. I don't have to worry no more because I'll be dead. Then comes hell. You ever thought of that? Then comes hell. If you wouldn't take warning, after you've been warned, after you've heard, after you've been told, after you've seen the joy in the Christian people, the ones that really love and serve God, not just because they sit as a Christian, but the ones you can see that they are. Glory to God. You see that. And that smile on their face, hard to wipe off because they got something to smile about. In the worst of times, they can still smile. That's not human. No, it's not. It's supernatural, folks. That's an almighty God that loves us so much. He don't want to see you suffer. He don't want to see you sick. He don't want to see you suffer. He don't want to see you bleed and die and go into a devil's hell to be tormented in the flames of hell forever and ever. The Bible said, glory to God, where the worm dies not and the flames are never quenched. It's eternal fire. Can you imagine? Have you ever got burned on something? Lay your hand on something hot, you didn't know it. It just blistered you that quick. And imagine hell, your whole body is in a lake of fire. And you're in there, and there's no escape. But just about the time it burns you up, you're right back to suffering again. And it never ends. It never stops. And just, what did I do to deserve this? What did I do, God, to deserve this torment? And he's going to say, I warned you. I sent people to testify. I sent it on TV, radio, in the corners of the streets, in the church houses, and you heard it, and you would not listen. You did not care whether you had me or not, long as you had pleasures of the life. Pleasure of life is nothing compared to the pleasure that God can bring. I don't have much in this world. I don't have a lot in this world. I don't have a lot of money. I ain't none of that stuff. But pray, I've got God. And I'll tell you this, in my whole life, I've never went hungry. I've never been without food. I've never been without a place to stay. I've never been without a vehicle to carry me where I need to go. I've never been where I couldn't go to a doctor or whatever I needed because I got a God that provides. I got a God that loves me more than I could ever love him. But I'm doing my best to pray pain back. And love him with all my heart. And to tell you, there's no finer thing that you can put in your heart except the love for God. Because when he does for you, what he did for me, what he did for Noah and his family, glory to God, he's going to save all my family also. Because the Bible said, I'll not only save you, I'll save your whole household. People, if you got people that's lost in your family and you know maybe they're on dope. Maybe they're just going out, living in the streets, doing bad things. And you know what they're doing. And they won't listen to you. They won't break down when you go and plead and beg and cry with them and trying to teach them and show them there's a better way. Have you ever thought maybe it takes God in you to reach them? You see, we love our families. Most of us love our families. more than anybody else, we'll love our families. Sometimes more than ourselves, we give up ourselves to help a family member.
Amen.
But do you not understand what God did? He did for your family and for you and for all the generations before you and all that will come after you. Praise God. He did that for you. He gave up everything to where he didn't just quit, though. He sent the Word of God that we can preach the Word and tell you what it says and show you glory to God. You want a demonstration of God's power? Okay. See this eye? Doctors from Kentucky, UK Hospital, all the way down in Tupelo, Mississippi, everywhere. That eye will never see. There's nothing can be done for it. They couldn't do a thing. The best doctors. I went to the best. Guess what? I went to one that's a healer. I only went to one that could heal me. I only went to one that could open a blinded eye and put sight in it. And glory to God, I'm going to proclaim his name. It was Jesus Christ. Glory to God, the Son of the living God, the one that gave himself a sacrifice for me and you, a one that made provision for us to have escape from the sin that we own. Glory to God. And we've let Satan chew our lives up and just devour us. Praise God. But did you know that you can escape his mouth right now? With just a few little words. Three. Lord, forgive me.
Amen.
Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Don't say it from this thing here. It'll say anything. Speak it from here. Speak it from your heart. Because he says, glory to God, he looks on the content of your heart. So if you just speaking something, he'll know if it comes from your heart or not. When you cry out to Jesus, it's got to be from your heart. It's got to be because something's happened. Something's changed. There's something dealing with you. You know you need an escape. You need to get out of this sin trap that you've been in so long. Maybe, glory to God, somebody has witnessed to you and it struck that right nerve. Maybe something I preached tonight hit you just right, because I'm here to tell you about a warning I got. I got to studying Matthew 24 and different places in the Bible. He's telling us all the signs. They said, what shall be the signs of your coming? And he went to preaching to them and telling them about it. He said, you know, nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Done. Okay. Then there'll be pestilences and famines. Done. But wait a minute. All them signs. You just keep looking down through there. All the signs that he gives, you can mark earthquakes in diverse places. Done. The volcanoes.
Amen.
Done. Great signs from heaven. We've seen the blood moons. We've seen the yellow moons. We've seen eclipse of the moon, eclipse of the sun. That's great signs in heaven to show us who's in charge. They talking about climate change. Guess who's in charge? It's not us, it's God. And I'll tell you this. God ought to be in charge of you. He ought not.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you this. He's not a slave driver. He don't want you to come into slavery, because I'm going to tell you why. If you have to make somebody love you, that love's not real. He wants you to love him because he loved you first. He wants you to love him from the depth of your heart for what he makes you feel. How glad he makes you that you know the living God as your Savior. Glory to God. To know that your family is secure in the hands of God. And nobody, nowhere, Satan, nobody can pluck them out. Because he's anchored your soul in the rock of Jesus Christ. And it don't matter what kind of floods and troubles and trials and tribulations and pressures this world throws against you. If you're anchored in him, you won't move. But if you're not.
Amen.
If you're not, that's the warning I'm giving you. I'm telling you what it says. And I'm going to go down here, read this one more verse here. said, but if the watchman, which is anybody bringing the word of God, anybody telling you about the signs, if he see the sword come and blows not the trumpet, I don't preach it. I don't tell you the fullness of God. I don't tell you what the word says. If I don't blow the trumpet and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. If I don't warn you, friend, I'm guilty of your soul. I'm guilty of your blood. If I don't warn you, I have to pay a price for that. But if I warn you, if I preach this like it's written, and you don't listen, you just let it roll off your back. I've heard that all my life. Well, then why have you never listened? What are you waiting for? What kind of great sign has got to happen before you realize you can't pay your sin debt? There's nothing you can do to pay for the sin that you've committed. Jesus paid for it. Jesus went to the cross. Jesus took the beatings. Jesus wore the crown of thorns. Jesus was stabbed in the side. Jesus was nailed to that cross.
Amen.
But even after he did all that, they buried him, and he didn't stay dead. He rose. Do you
Amen.
Know why? Glory to God. Praise God. Do you know why? He rose on that first Easter morning. Do you know why? Because he wanted to make a way that you could live forever. So he conquered death and the grave and set us free. Them that believe in Jesus, he told Mary and Martha, them that believe in me shall never die. Friend, praise God. I am an eternal creature standing before you. As long as I don't fail him, he will never fail me. What he promised me, he'll bring to pass. What he promised me, he promomised you. What he promised you, he promised your whole family and everybody you love. Get Jesus, then get them. Get Jesus, then get them. Don't just sit down on him. As too many has been to the altar and felt that great forgiveness of God, felt that sin debt lifted off of them and took away, and praise God, then just sat in the pews. They don't ever even have a testimony. They don't tell nobody. They just walk around. If anybody asks you, yeah, I'm Christian. But they don't tell them why. They don't tell them who brought them there. They don't tell them who's going home. Hallelujah. Because I'm headed there. Praise God. I'm telling you, I want to feel what it feels like to walk on a precious thing like gold that this whole world seeks after. And God thinks it's so worthless that he paved the street with it.
Amen.
You never dwelled on that, had you? You never thought of it that way. But see, what we think is so great, so, oh my gosh, gold. If I just had as much gold as I could do, I'd be so happy. Friend, I'm going to walk on it. Praise God. I'm going to walk on it. I'm going to dirty it up with my feet. Because it ain't worth nothing. What's worth something is Jesus. That's why the street is paved with gold. He wants to show you that this earthly junk is junk. You can't take it with you, because I guarantee if you're married and you had 55-gallon drums set all in your house full of gold. When you died, if it's the husband that died, wife ain't putting that in that grave, I'm going to tell you. Make it a little joke, but your children ain't going to let it go in there with you either. So think about this. If you can't take all this stuff down here with you, and there's nothing else you can take with you except Jesus in your heart, nobody can take it from you. Nobody can steal him out of you. Glory to God. But I got to read a little bit more. I know I'm taking long, just Betty. I don't know if we got another call in or not.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
I want to read from 11th verse down just a little. And it said, say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. He don't take no pleasure in having to turn you away and say, depart from me, I never knew you. You wouldn't come to me. You wouldn't accept me. You wouldn't heed the warnings of the preachers. You didn't listen when he told them how much they needed God, how you can't get into heaven without him. He said, but that the wicked turn from his way. And
amen.
Live. Turn from his way and live. That's what he has pleasure in. He says, turn ye from your evil ways. For why will you die? God, boy, now you think about this. The God that created everything, the God of all heaven, he's up there saying, why do you want to die? You don't have to. I made you a way out. He rose, folks. He, remember, it says in the Bible, he went, took a trip below and took the keys of death and hell away from old Satan.
Amen.
He can't bind us with it. So he's asking you, I don't understand this. I paid your price. You don't have to pay anything. It's already paid for. Just accept it. Just receive me. Just believe that I am that I am. I am all you need. I am your hope. I am your peace. I am your joy. I am your forever. I am your resurrection. I am the light. I am the truth. Glory to God. Do you not understand
yet? Yeah.
He said, turn. Just turn from the evil ways. Just turn around and look up, and I'll be there for you. I'll not throw you away. I take pleasure when you turn from your evil and live. Why do you want to die? And that's God asking. Think about that. Why will you die? And then it goes on in 12, said, therefore, thou son of man, say unto the children of thy people, the righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. That's telling all the Christians, hey, if you go along here and you forget what God has brought you from, and you turn back to it, and you start transgression against the word of God, and you do that, glory to God. I'm going to tell you what it said without reading. He said, glory to God, in the day that you do that, you shall surely die. It's glory. You're going to die. Now the ones that saved is who he's talking to. Praise God. He said, the righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. As for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall thereby in the day that he turneth from his wickedness. Neither shall the righteous be able to live for his righteousness in the day that he sinneth. I go back to what I was doing, go back to sinning. Like many preachers, you've heard of them. They was preaching for years. Boy, they was on fire for God. Mm-hmm. But then they ran off, left the church, left their wife, and run off with someone. Or if it's a woman, they run off with some man. Their righteousness that they thought they had and thought they'd done, all the works they'd done, it's gone. It said, if you read the next, it said, all that righteousness won't be remembered anymore. I'm warning you, Christians, when you get a hold on. I'm warning you, sinners. Why will you die? Jesus came to give you life. And he said, I come to give it to you more abundantly. Not living here 70, 80, 90, even 100 years, but to live forever in the kingdom of God, to walk on golden streets, walls of jasper, gates made of a big pearl that you walk through to go into sin. Why are you going to settle for less than that for you and your family and your loved ones when it's right here before you? Why would you give it up for anything else in this world? Because you're giving up the best for stuff that's going to pass away. You die, everything you got, somebody else's. You die in sin, your soul is somebody else's too. It belongs to the devil. And he will take you into that lake of fire. And he will torment you throughout all eternity. Or we can turn to God and live forever in the kingdom of God. A place where, read Revelation. All you got to do, Revelation 21. Ain't going to be no sighing, crying, No sickness, no pain, no sorrow, no death. Duh. Well, any man make a choice like that, then why have you not made it? Why have you not made that? If you know what God has laid in store for them that love him, why do you not love him? Is it you just so affected by the evil of the world that it's rotted your soul? If you got cancer throughout your body, sometimes prayer and what the doctor can do can take that cancer out. It don't eat you no more. God has something that can take every bit of the sin out of your life. Everything you fell for, you can count it like the Bible said it's done and throw it and scrap it out because you found something that's truly marvelous. You found the true love of God. You found a way of escape from everything, bound you down, wore you down until you just can't stand it no more and you give in to sin. Well, praise God. I found strength to stand when I couldn't stand. I didn't stand on my power. I stood on his. I can't stand on my word, but I can live by his. I go, hallelujah. Praise God, because there's a door that's open before me. And he said, you can't no man shut it but me. Hallelujah. And you won't go through it, though. And he said, I'll shut that door, and you can't no man open it either. Friend, don't wait till the door shuts. Please don't wait till the door shuts. I'm giving you the best warning I can. And I'll tell you this. I don't care who you are. Look me up. Find me. See if I don't show you love and kindness. Because that's what God put in here. And I want to show it to everybody I meet. God showed it to me first. But I'd like to show it to you. I'd like to take you out to eat sometime. You don't know me. I don't have to know you to love you. If we had to know everybody before we could love them, there'd be a lot of them we wouldn't love, would we? But Jesus said, even love your enemies. Pray for them that despitefully use you, stab you in the back, do all things. Let go of all your petty grievances and your worries and the things of this world and get a hold of something that'll last forever, praise God. Get a hold of the living God. Let your life be made new. Let day be day and let the darkness be for somebody else. I want to walk in the light. The marvelous light of God. I pray to God tonight that this helps some soul. Helps somebody to understand that when the preacher preaches, you can't holler. He's judging me. I don't know you. And there's not many people around that I know just how they live. Because they secret times. They places when you're by yourself. I don't know what you do. But I guarantee I know one that does. Nothing.
Amen.
Hid from God. It'll tell you in the Bible. He said the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the intent of the heart and the thoughts, the very thoughts that you think. Does God enter your thoughts? If he don't, empty that out and get rid of the junk. And start
learning
on God. Because if he can't change you, there's nothing I can preach to you that'll change you. But I'll give you a warning. I'll tell you this. God loves you more than you can understand love. Until you know him, you don't know what it's like to feel love in your life. I'll have you know I love my wife. I'll have you know you don't know what true love is. Till you feel what Jesus Christ has for you.
Amen.
And when you... It's going to change you from the inside out, not from the outside in, like a lot of people want to see us cleaned up, clean shaven, this, that. That ain't got nothing to do with it. He changes us from the inside, and the outside will change also. We'll change to please God. But when we do, we'll find out that we've pleased us so much that there won't be nothing behind me. That old black lady, Brother Yearwood, when he's alive, used to preach up there in New York, and said she'd get up and say, they tell me that the bridges is burnt behind me, and say, ain't nothing
Amen.
Left but what's in front of me. Friend, if you don't get the bridges burnt, you may find yourself backtracking. But when you burn them bridges, and you know you can't go back that way, There's only one way left, and that's to God the Father through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's being blood washed, born again, filled with His Spirit, because the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 9, there, about the last part of that verse, said, for if any don't have the Spirit of Christ, they're none of His. You got to have Jesus in here.
Amen.
And belong to Him. I love you and I praise it. Pray that all of you got something from it. I don't believe I've preached this long in 10 years. But there's something about this tonight. It's just like it's an emergency call. There's so many who's turned away God for so long that I know where it says He stands at the door and knock. His knuckles have got to be getting soaked. And He's brought you another warning tonight. Don't let it, this opportunity, pass from you. Bow your heads with me right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I'm praying in the name of Jesus for everyone that hears this, no matter where they are, that if they're not perfectly right with you, if they deceive themselves into thinking, well, I went to the altar one day, I've got to be right. God, that they don't go to bed tonight till they know for sure that they're right, till they feel you inside them. They clean their house and welcome you in, God. Lord, that they reach out right now and find fellowship with you, that they feel that precious blood of Jesus applied to their heart, their soul, that they never be the same. The Bible said, them that's baptized into Christ, they're a brand new creature. Behold, old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And I asked them to be new creatures. Please, Lord, don't let one of them fall from your salvation. And don't let them fail to cry out in your name and ask for your mercy. And I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Y'all see this video, some of you see it out there, I asked you to share it. This is a warning God put in my heart. And it's strong. We've been sent strong delusion from the devil and from the powers to be in this world. But God has said, I'm sending you a warning. This may be your last chance. If it is, I pray that you use it to glorify God and to seal your soul forever. Sister Betty, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Okay, we appreciate you coming on and obeying the Lord. That was a good word. We're going to take some prayer requests, and then we'll have Tim to come around and sing a few songs for us. We just want to say that all the ones out on Facebook, that if they have a prayer request, just put it in the comments below, or if you have a praise report, and we'll get to it and we'll pray over it and look at the praise reports. And let's pray for Doris Finley and her family. She said she has a very unspoken prayer request, and pray for all of her loved ones that are lost. Paula McRae says to pray for her. Pray for her sister, Dawn, that is having a bad time breathing and also has asthma. Dwight Kelly said to remember him tonight in prayer. Franklin Bennett says to remember the India mission. And a lady said to remember her sister, Anita, that has been told that she has cancer. She's needing a miracle. And also remember her. She needs healing in her back. Juanita Heron said to remember her son, Corey French. Kathy Easley said to remember her daughter, Terry, and her husband, Mike. Also remember their son, Jonathan. He has heart problems. He's around, I think, maybe 4 or 5 years old, and he's always having issues with his heart rate going real low and everything, so just remember him. Remember Sherry Warnock. She had back surgery here not too long back, and she's needing prayer for her back and for her family. Charlene Hall says to remember her and her family. Tiffany Strickland says to remember her and her family. And I've got two family members right now that got COVID, so remember them and pray for them that the Lord will touch them and heal them. Remember Stephen Presley, he's in the hospital. And Connie Jennings is also in the hospital. She can't breathe. Travis had a tooth pulled, needs prayer. And Tanya is having some tests done soon to remember her. Remember Jordan Moore and the babies. They're sick and not feeling well. Nathaniel and Lindsay Pitts, dad, they have a special request. A little 7-year-old girl is fighting a temperature of 105 and been fighting it for a while. Remember that Ayers family that has a son that has passed away. Just pray the Lord will comfort that family. Little Landon, he's in a lot of pain. His grandpa said a few minutes ago that he's in a lot of pain and he's having to go to a lot of specialists to see if they can get the pain level down. I think he's dealing with tumors in the brain and tumors in the stomach. And he's 4 years old. Remember him and his grandma and grandpa. Remember Brother Timothy Hall that's been sick recently and he's needing strength from the Lord. And pray for my friend Beth that just recently lost her mother. And remember my sister-in-law Sheila that's dealing with some kind of disease that affects the nerves in her head and her face and stuff. She's been in a lot of pain, so remember her. Let's remember all the ones in the nursing homes, the hospitals. Remember all of our family that are lost out in sin. I know God's going to bring them in. I just praise him for it. And Brother Miles, do you have any prayer requests?
There's so many down here. I'm just praying for all the sick in this area because we got a lot of people that's sick out of the churches and different things, but
yes.
I can't remember all them names. I know that I want everybody to keep praying for Mother. She's had a bad couple of days with being real weak and staggering a little bit. I won't let her do nothing right now. And trying to watch after her and watch after me at the same time. That's about two invalids right there. But God has given me strength, and I just thank him that my mama's still here at age 94.
Yeah.
We've been doing a lot of praying for Dora and for that little boy's got that cancer. But I thought I've been praying a lot for all the children over St. Jude. It's not just one child that's got this cancer. It's many. And there's so much in this nation we need to pray for. The things that's going wrong, we know them. The stuff they're teaching that we know's wrong. And we need to pray against it. We need to fight a spiritual battle. And I asked everybody to pray with me that we get somebody to straighten our nation back up. Put us back to one nation under God instead of under the flag of whatever they want to flag that day. And let us all be glorifying God in what we do in this life. I want to see people get back to the old-time way of serving God, where they do it with their whole heart. So I pray for all the churches and the pastors and the members that it's a great revival sweeps, not through just having a revival, but sweeps into the hearts and souls of men.
Amen. Like Brother Miles said, let's remember Sister Dora. She's down in Florida trying to get help. She's got cancer. But we're believing for her healing, her miracle. Remember her husband, Jay, that's been having to travel back and forth. And remember Ivan and Deb Queen. They've been sick and under the weather. So remember them. And like Brother Miles said, remember his mother, Willa Dean, that's in her 90s. Just pray that God will give her strength. Brother Miles, go ahead and lead us in prayer there, and let's pray for all these needs.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so
grateful and thankful that all you've done. But Lord, I thank you what you're going to do in these prayer requests, God. There's some that they were unspoken, and I think sometimes they're the loudest ones before the throne of God because they're crying out with their heart, not their mouth, God. I think about the ones with the cancer all over this world. Lord, we ask you to take that disease and cast it into the land. Lord, I ask you to right now to the door and move a blessing of miracles on her, God, and to let the doctor be amazed at who's done this, how it's done, through the blood, through the scribe. As you move on, glory to God, all these people that are so bad. Lord, to take that suffering away from them, to free them from this, Father. And I ask you, God, to move on all them that's begging and pleading to God themselves for salvation. They don't know how to find God. I ask you, move with them. Lord, teach them the way to come to you to seek your freedom that only you can give. Lord, we pray that God, let that be our reward. The only thing I want is to see someone saved, someone listening to God. Thank you for Brother Billy. He's had a hard time, thank you, God. But I know I've got a God that can deliver from all the problems he's had.
Lord, we're asking in the name of Jesus.
Help him with all his strength. As he goes on, he preaches his heart for you, Lord. And I ask you to bless him and strengthen
him. God, I ask
you for each one of them that's crying out tonight. As many Lord, request for the ones down here in Alabama that are sick, the ones that are hurting so bad. Lord, I just seen one on TV that a woman killed her little son down a few below.
Lord, meet up for me,
Lord, I pray for her for you. I pray for that little boy, Father. Dear God, I'm so sorry. The things that are going on in this world, and I ask you, Lord, send them a deliverance from the evil that has a grip on this nation and all
the
nations in
the world.
Let us learn from the love of our Father, and Lord, to know that He is our healer, that I am the Lord, that He did be from all the sea. So, Father, you can heal us from it all. And I ask you to move tonight on all the ones in the hospital, the nurses, even the jailers. Lord, move on them and touch them. Lift them up, we cry out tonight, Lord. And we don't cry just because we believe, Lord, are able to do it. But we cry out because we believe you will. We trust you for it, dear God. Trust you for the miracle. Trust you for the ways out. When there's no way, we have a God that's so mighty. He can speak the word only, and it'll be done. Father, I love you. I praise you. I'm not ashamed of you. I'm not ashamed to tell the world. I love you, and I love his salvation. And it means so much to me, more than anything else. We ask this tonight. Move on, Sister Betty. Help her that has to complete the name of Jesus. Help Tim where he fell in his stories. Dear God, move on, God. Take that out, God. And just help us all to serve you in a greater way, Father. Especially when today approaches, when our Jesus is going to come to you and deliver us from the evil of this world. We thank
glory
you.
To your
we praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
We give you the honor, Lord. We glorify Jesus Christ. We ask you to take all the glory for all that's done in your precious name. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We're expecting God to move and meet the needs out Amen. There as people believe. We're going to have Tim come around and bless us with some more songs. Just keep your mind up on the Lord and worship and praise the Lord with him.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Glory to your name.
Lord, I'm sorry. And that thou didst Our days on earth are few. This world has me.
fear of disease. It was the fear of COVID just recently. A disease, you know, went through. Everybody's so scared. They stay home. They wear two masks, all this stuff, wear a face shield, all that, and still didn't keep them from getting it. Because he said there'd be pestilences. It tells you so in the warning. He said there'd be famines. Well, they're all the time advertising somewhere in the world where the kids are starving and asking us to send them food, remember? I've sent money to them before because I hate to see anybody go hungry. We've got a God that provides. But you know what?
Amen.
Sometimes he provides through you, through me, through others that love the Lord. He provides through us. We're supposed to help people. And most people are worried about nothing but helping myself. And myself ain't never done nothing good except receive Jesus as my Savior. And I don't know about y'all, but I've read the Bible over and over. And it says, like Paul said, he said, in myself, that is my flesh, there's no good thing. There wasn't nothing good about him, he said. But Jesus come in, see. And Paul was changed eternally. When they took Paul up to cut his head off, they said he ran up there. He was so eager to see Jesus, he was ready to leave this world. And people don't know that's been planning on living won't receive him today. Something's wrong with us. Something's happened to the people of God that they will back up and run after somebody that don't even preach the Bible, that preaches it totally different. And they think, oh, that's easier. That's a better way. There's no better way than Jesus. There's no easier way than Jesus. He paid the price. The cost has been paid. If you'll accept him tonight, tomorrow will be the first day of your life. You know that. The first day of your life starts with Jesus Christ. And it's a life that will never end, never stop. Death can't hold you. The grave can't keep you. Praise God, we've been set free forever and ever if we just endure to the end. Don't let Satan steal what Jesus gives you. Because when Jesus gives it to you, it's yours forever. And friend, the promises of God, read the Bible at the great promises of God all through it. And they are meant for us forever. They'll never be taken back. He'll never say, well, I'll give you all that, but this one promise. No, he'll keep them all. But will you keep the one you make to him? Lord, if you'll forgive me. Lord, if you'll serve me, Lord, I'll follow you. And you got to follow him to the end of your life. Because that's when you're truly saved. That's when you're truly through. Your works is finished. When this life is over, and it tells you over in Hebrews, then you can enter into the rest of the Lord. Because there is a rest that we need to speak out. And it's all in Jesus. I just pray to God that something I've said helps one of you. If just one of you finds salvation, there's no telling how many that one can win. If there's two of you, that many more. But Lord God, I pray there's thousands saved from this word tonight, because how many people could they witness to, especially if they endure? And people see them enduring, they'll say, that's the way I want to go. That's the way I want to live. Right there. All right, Sister Betty, I'll turn to you. I believe we're about over.
Miles, could you read that last verse there, verse 14, people are always wanting to know when shall the end come. So read that last verse there.
It said, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
Amen.
You see, the word of God, they preached it in the jungles down in Brazil and different places in South America, to islands around the world where they didn't even know, you know, they grew up not even knowing there's other people in the world. All they knew was that island. But people have went and preached the gospel. Some of them has been killed preaching the gospel, but they'd be another and go. There's always one that's willing to do for God. Are you going to be one of them? Because he's searching for people that's willing to serve him. But the end's not coming till it's been preached everywhere and everyone has had a warning. Then he can come and judge.
Yes.
Go
Go ahead,
praise the Lord. Well, I see our time is already come and gone, and we just want everybody to tune in next Monday from 6 till 7, or and then also tune in next Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, USA Eastern Standard Time. So we want to say that we love y'all. Thank God for you, and just keep praying for us, and we'll see you next
Amen.
Week. God bless.
God bless, and I love all of you.
Love everybody there. God
Amen.
Bless.
Amen. God bless, and good night.